This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. Now let's head up to Lake Houston. Let's check in with our good friend John Littleton, see what he's up to. Good morning, John. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year.
You too, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know it. Well, we're waiting for this little cold front so we can start our bass tournaments, you know. That's how it usually works, right?
Well, yeah, you got to have the weather to go with it. You've got to be miserable all the way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we should be deer hunting next week, but, you know.
I know. I picked the wrong week again this year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we've been hitting it pretty hard trying to get my granddaughter a good buck, you know, and we passed on a few deer, and, you know, it's, I don't know, you look back, you know, but hindsight is, you know, you never know.
That's true.
Look back,
I passed up a lot of good bucks that, you know, a lot of people would have shot, but it's, you know, that's just deer hunting.
Yeah, I was fortunate and got that good one opening day, and then, you know, we just, you know, and she's a trooper about it. You know, she's not just going to shoot anything. You know, I've been trying to teach her right. You know,
yeah.
We don't just go out there and kill every animal in the woods, you know, just because we can, or we got a tag for it, you know. So we got to look forward to the future and see what's going to bring. But, man, this daggum weather, though, I was, you know, I've been kind of out of touch for, you know, the last couple weeks because,
right.
You know, I've been been in a deer stand or in the boat and, you know, hanging out at the camp and I made it a point. I don't even have a television at the camp trailer. So, you know, we listen to the radio a little bit, but, you know, and, you know, got our phones, but, you know, we kind of go up there to get away, you know, and that's what I want to do. But, we got this weather coming in and we start our tournament series next Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Out at Lake Houston. Yeah. So I was going to go out. I'm going to probably still try to go out today and tomorrow and ride around and look, but I don't think it's going to, you know, if I did find something, it's not going to
probably
hold
all gonna
up.
Change by then, you know, with that all that cold weather next week.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, they've been catching a few fish, Mickey. I mean, my buddies have been going there. They're not hunters, so you know, they've been going out and fishing, and they catching a few, but no size and few and far between, you know. Mm-hmm. So I know I talked to a couple guys this week and interested in, you know, fishing some tournaments out there next week, and you know, they were going to go out, and I don't want to discourage them and tell them don't go, but I told them, you know, go out there, but you know, don't let it discourage you, because the lake is good. It's a good lake. It's just, you know, you got to get the right conditions and water clarity, and right now they're still dredging, so you know, it's got the water all churned up, and
I bet,
you know, it's and for the people that are, most people know the cut between the East and West Fork, man, they got pipes stacked in there and a barge, and you know, so I mean, it's, you know, don't just go out there and expect to run, you know, up the bayou. There, you can, but you really got to watch where you're going, because they got those big, you know, giant pipes up there.
Dredge pipes, yeah.
And they got them marked, but the markers are, you know, they're a little far apart. And the bayou, you got to, you know, you can't just run the whole bayou. You got to run the channel, and you know, it's, of course, that's where they put the pipe at. It's low enough under the water that you can go over it. But again, you know, just don't get crazy out there when you're doing it, you know. So you can still get into what I call the dam, that little small dam area that they built where the Trinity River comes in. And now there's some fish in there, Mickey. I mean, most everybody I know, that's where they're going right now. You can catch a crappie, a white bass or a black bass or
right.
A catfish. You can catch just about anything in there right now. So
winter pattern setting up.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but I don't know. We just have to see what Mother Nature gives us next week, and you know, kind of go from there. I need to go back to work so I can rest. I mean, I'm kind of wore out.
I know. That's the way I felt when I got back the other day. I said, man, I got to go back to work and rest up. That was fun, though, man.
Yeah.
Long
yeah.
days. Daylight till dark,
you didn't
baby.
Kill any, you didn't I got kill a
couple,
anything?
I got a couple of ratchet heads, you know, for
okay,
me.
Okay, well, that's good.
I didn't find me a hammer. I saw some.
Yeah.
Real nice deer that I'd like to give another year or two that were just I'll tell you, that's I saw a lot of bucks, a lot of does, just a lot of wildlife, and and it was, these younger deer are so nice that, you know, there's no killing it's hard to find a cull buck, you know, something that's 4 or 5 years old and it's just junk, you know, will never be nothing,
right?
And and I didn't want to shoot any does yet because, you know, they're hot right now and the bucks are on them. It's happening. They've kicked off all their years.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd say 90% of them have kicked off and they're ready to make babies.
Well,
it's time.
There you go. Time of the year, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, doe season's coming up. I'm sure Blaine will have that covered. He's got plenty to kill, though.
Yeah.
A lot of wildlife. Saw some cool things.
Yeah, we did too, and we have. I mean, it's just, you know, we're just out there hunting, and yeah, we want to kill something, but you know, we got plenty of meat in the freezer, so you know, we're just looking for the right one. And
exactly.
You know, we got a big high fence that joins up to the property, and man, it you know, they got some ponds there, and they have been just, I tell you, whoever they're buying their shells from is making a fortune, because they are busting some steel shot at those ducks early in the morning, and it,
right.
I think that's kind of got some of the better deer bedded down, or, you know, they're just, you know, they're not right on top of us, but, you know, they're close enough. You can hear the gunshots real good. And I think them bigger deer, they, you know, they just hunker down. And we're seeing a lot of deer on camera at night, you know, because they're coming to eat tonight. And I think that has a lot to do with it, you know, with the, you know, and you would think they would get used to it. Everybody I talk to, oh, they're used to all that. Well, that might be true, but come sit in the stand, because they're not coming out in the day. Not the good ones. You'll see some, you know, some does and other stuff, but not the good ones. So, but,
yeah,
oh well.
It's the dry down south. The water holes are... If you can hunt a stand near a water hole, you're going to get some traffic through there, because these deer are definitely watering up, especially with all the running going on. You know, the bucks and the does, they're running all night, and they're exhausted, and half of them are, you know, walking around with their tongues out, and they're looking for water. And
they give out.
Not just like all the birds. I mean, if you want to kill does right now down there, you set up on a water hole, and you're going to get them. Late in the evenings, that's the big time.
Right. Well, it's, you know, I feel like one of them big bucks out there chasing, you know, because, man, I come home, and I don't know, we got home yesterday about 2 o'clock, and we had been hitting it pretty hard for a few days, and I came home, and by the time I got everything out and picked up and back in the garage, and heck, it was 6:30, you know, and I was just dead tired. But I don't know. We're gonna see how the weekend shakes out, and you know, I want to go run the boat, and you know, not so much catch a fish. I want to go and see, you know, what everything looks like, and
yeah, look it over.
Yeah, and kind of get. I hadn't ran the boat since I got it back. You know, from the shop, they, you know, was nothing wrong with it. They just, you know, went in and checked everything.
Service and maintenance, you know, you bet.
Yeah, I like doing that to make sure everything's good, and, you know, so I don't have any issues. But, but we'll see. Excuse me. So, but... You know,
that's the way everybody sounded down south, man. It's so dry, and all, there was no humidity, and all that dust and everything. Everybody was clearing their throats.
Yeah. And I, you know, the weather's been okay, you know, for down there where we're hunting. It's not, I mean, you know, sweatshirt and a jacket in the morning, and then, you know, heck, 9 o'clock, you're coming out of the jacket.
Summer clothes, beach wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it was.
I know.
Cool in the mornings, but not in the afternoons.
Well, I don't
know.
When
the rut's on, it doesn't affect the movement. Those deer are still moving, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's looking for love.
Yeah. Well, we're still trying, but, you know, we did go to Fayette, you know, and caught some bass, and of course, we caught a bunch of fish in the ponds there at the ranch, and, you know, we caught some mixed bags of brim and a couple crappie and some bass, and, you know, the ponds are healthy. They're low, too, Mickey, and, I mean, we're not that far. You know, we're not near South Texas, but, you know, the ponds are a little bit low, so... You know, but the water is good. I mean, the water is good and clean and clear, and you know, all that. So, you know,
right.
they're gravel pits. So, you know, they're they're good to go. But I don't know. We're going to get out there and try to catch some, and hopefully we'll get some good reports here, some good bass caught, you know,
somebody's going to catch
them. We'll find them.
You can bet on that. Somebody will run into them. All right, John. Well, hey, buddy, you have a happy new year. If somebody wants to give you a call, give me your number, man.
Sure, they can always call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text.
All right, buddy. We'll be talking to you.
All right, Mickey. We'll see you.
Have a good one. Be safe. All right.
You too. Bye.
All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop and the Texas City Dyke, see what he's up to. Good morning, Dave. How are you, my friend? Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning, Captain Mickey, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year also.
Gonna give it all I got.
Yeah, I'm glad we've made another one, and hopefully things will be improving. Boy, it's been crazy this last week. There's been some crazy junk going on.
and we're not even on a full moon.
Yeah. You know? Like the moon's been hanging full every night here this last week or so. But anyway, I kind of got a I kind of got a feeling things are going to get better, but everything's wild and crazy. Even college football. I'll tell you what.
I love college ball.
If I'd have been a gambling man this year, I think I'd have went under and way under. I mean, anybody betting on favorites really would have took a hit. I don't know what in the world's going to happen. It's just nuts. That game last night, Notre Dame, and
yeah,
you just don't know. I don't know when they put out this latest poll, who's going to be where? I don't know.
That's guess what makes you can it bet fun. On. You know, we're down to the final four teams, and hey, it just depends on who shows up.
Yeah, it's going to be wild, I'll tell you. Well, it's just like it's been here in the last day or so, just wet and not raining, but has been drizzly and just kind of soupy here on the coast. And the Texas City Dyke hasn't been any different. It's one of those days and weeks where unless you like to sit out in the vehicle and have a rod thrown out and hung up there in a rod holder on the rocks trying to catch a big ugly or a bull red, it's just a good day to stay home. But that's what's happening this time of year. The bull red run, if you want to call it a bull red run, seems like we got one of those all year long now. It does seem that way,
doesn't it? There's a lot of big red fish caught pretty much year-round in this bay system now.
There is. And that's a change. That's a change in the way it used to be. It seemed like everything ran in pretty solid cycles. You could just about know exactly when things were going to happen in terms of different species of fish doing their runs. But that's fine, man. It's good to be able to catch a bull red in the winter and early spring when normally things are kind of dead. But hey, kind of goes with the black drum too, Mickey. It seems like they're caught year round now. The big uglies where it used to be you.
You had that spring run you always depended on, you know, that February, March, April thing.
Yeah. Well, you had that Rusty Hook tournament that's been going on for a lot of years. You know, a lot of the regular tournaments took a hit during the COVID season and all that stuff, and some of them has been slow getting going again. But I got contacted it's been a couple of weeks ago now from one of the coordinators of that tournament. That's been going on for many years. He hollered at me and said they were thinking seriously about doing it again this year, and they run it in March. And it usually has a pretty good turnout and a lot of fish caught and a pretty good cause for what little bit of money they make towards charity and stuff. But like I say, it's usually in March, but man, you catch them old drum just about all the time nowadays, and it's good. I'm glad to see it, but you just can't really predict it like you used to could. You could throw a bull red or a big ugly tournament just about any time of the year now and have a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, probably so.
I haven't heard too much on the residual part of the flounder run. I know that there's been a
kinda
smattering.
Kind of got quiet, didn't it?
Yeah. So I figured it would linger a while with the water temperature staying up, but so much for me figuring. I'm not good at predicting stuff like that, but I was hoping that there'd be some caught. The few times that I went out and just kind of piddled around along the piers and the rocks, I picked up one here and there, but nothing to write home about. But that's okay. I'll just bust out the Mrs. Paul's fish sticks and give it my best.
Anything is good with Icelandic cod.
yeah. Anything goes good with French fries. If you make enough French fries, it'd be
sure
all right.
But,
Well, I missed out on your earlier part of your broadcast, and so I didn't get a whole lot on how your trip went, other than it sounds like you had, once again, you had a good time, and that's really all that matters.
That's why I go, and, you know, I don't get to spend a lot of time with those guys because they're all down, you know, guiding hunts and everything, and I get to go down there and spend a week with them, and just good times, good friends, good times. Hey, man. The more you appreciate that, because, you know, here today, gone tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And it's just a good way to wind down the year.
Take a break, you know, like that. Work hard all year, and then you go goof off for about 6 or 8 days.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't eat good, though, huh? You probably didn't.
Oh, no, food's never good down there. No, it was pretty awesome.
That's good. Glad to hear it.
Good food, good friends, just good hunting. Oh, it was just great hunts. I had just some unbelievable, beautiful hunts. A lot of animals.
Yeah.
And it's... It sure is busy down there, man. When it's this time of year in the rut zone, you need your head on a swivel. You actually need eyes in the back of your head. Man, it's busy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But you mentioned that it's still dry down there, huh? Still dry and dusty.
I don't think they've had a drop of rain since, what did Blaine say, September 15th, last any kind of measurable rainfall they've had at all. But he had it at the right times all year long, and just, I mean, you can just make one hunt and tell how things are thriving there as far as the bird populations and animals, and just, I mean, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Came at the right time.
Probably still rattlesnake season down there. I think that season runs.
Fortunately, nobody had to kill one, and now we did see a lot of drags. We just didn't happen to come across them at the right time, but they were out. But nobody out of all of us, you know, killed a rattlesnake or saw one, which is a good thing.
Did you see many quail? Or?
Oh, my gosh.
I love
me a
quail.
I can't even count the coveys. I mean,
oh, man.
It's just ridiculous. And I mean, you know, and all those coveys, 12, 15, 18 birds in every covey, and just one after another. You can just drive down a road and go into the deer stand in the afternoons, and, man, it's just, then while you're hunting, they're just running across the senderas. Just, it's crazy.
I love those birds, you know, and when I never see them anymore here in our immediate area, and it used to be when I was a kid, if you went out anywhere along from the Texas City Dyke northward around to Moses Lake, you'd always scare up some quail. But they're just pretty much non-existent now. I don't know. I think maybe the fire ants had a lot to do with them not being able to raise their young on the ground. I don't know. You know, I don't see a lot of meadowlarks either, and they're another ground nesting bird. And we used to come up every now and then on a rare sighting of seeing those little bitty nests right there in the middle of nowhere, but just don't see them anymore. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that the population's good down south and they're still alive and well down that way. But anyway, Mickey, not a whole lot to report on the fishing front on the Texas City Dyke. Like I mentioned, there are sheephead being caught like they should be, and drum and bull reds. Hadn't heard much on the speckled trout front from land-based fishermen, but this weather here is not too conducive right now for people to get out there and do that from the bank, but it can all change. From what I'm seeing, I think that we're going to have about a 35-degree change in the temperature come either Saturday night or Sunday morning. I don't know. I don't think they know either exactly when it's going to come in, but things are...
You know, a couple of days ago, it looked like the front was going to be here Tuesday or Wednesday. Now they're saying Sunday, and then Monday, well, the whole week's going to be cold.
Yeah. Well, bring it on. Let's see what happens.
It's January. It's It's that kind of slow time of year. Hunting season winding down, and cold weather, and fishing kind of slowing fishing up with fronts, and it's just the times.
Oh yeah, let it happen. Bring it on. Suck that water out, or blow the water out, and push it back in with a good southeast wind. Like, kind of got a pretty good one this morning. I've been blowing somewhere around 10 to 15 mile an hour.
Yeah.
And water was low a few days ago. It dropped down pretty doggone good. We couldn't get the water real easy to the bait tanks. We've got a line that runs underneath Skyline Drive to Boyd's, but where it starts over there, just on the bay side, if that water gets blowed out, you're sucking oysters. You're not getting too much water. It's just but Jamie's awesome at being able to get that water going, and been keeping up with live shrimp. Been fortunate in that regard. Haven't had a whole lot of pressure from the fishermen on getting it, but we've had some. But they have been able to catch some shrimp pretty regular, and so we'll just kind of see how things go. Now, when this so-called cold front comes in, it'll probably be our first real cold front of the winter time, early winter, if you want to call it that. It'll change things up quite a bit, and we'll see what happens. I imagine there'll be a few days where we'll be really light on being able to get the shrimpers out. I wouldn't want to be a shrimper out there when that wind's a howling like that and a front coming in, but we'll see what happens in that regard. But it's starting out to be a pretty good season, very early for crawfish, which Jason's very much interested in. Well, all the time. He's got crawfish on his brain all year long. But it's been pretty good early on, and been able to fill some wholesale orders and offer a few sacks to the customers. Boyd's Cajun Grill's been cooking some. And I'm thinking from what I saw on the cameras last night that the warehouse may have some for this weekend, I'll say this weekend, I don't go more than a day at a time, but for today we might have some. And the best thing to do, if folks are interested in a sack, they want to stay home out of this weather and cook out of the garage or back patio, they just give them a call to see what's available. Same thing for the seafood and shrimp part. I know they'll have some big old shrimp to offer for folks that want some. He's been filling some big wholesale orders on shrimp as well, Mickey. I walked back there day before yesterday, and I think I haven't ever seen as many shrimp that I saw coming in from the warehouse off those boats. I mean, they went over and they've been picking up just a massive amount and filling some huge orders. I'll send you a picture of it. The boats, those offshore boats, they take those shrimp straight from the net and they run them through their cryo freezers, those flash freezers and such, and the brine freezers, and they immediately take them and just turn those things into sub-zero little golden nuggets, and they sack those things up
at about seven, isn't it? Keeping shrimp fresh, sir. And you know, that's just amazing. Yeah. The technology, but, and how it's changed over the years.
They do a wonderful job. But anyway, that's the deal of it, Mickey. That's all I got to lie to you about.
Well, that's a good lowdown right there, man. That's we always appreciate you keeping us up to date. What's going on down that way? It's always good to have a ear to the ground, buddy.
Well, I'll tell you, it's great to be able to hook up with you, and I'll say Happy New Year to all the folks that are listening and the crew there at the 610 AM Outdoor Show. And y'all have a very safe year, and looking forward to hooking up with you all year long.
You got that.
So
right.
Boyd's One Stop, once again, 227 Dyke Road, 409-9454-001. Looking forward to seeing the folks this year, and it's all good. Everybody be safe. And if you've made it through New Year's Eve, that's a good start. You're doing fine. So take care, Mickey.
Another good year to look forward to. You got it, brother. Well, Dave, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. You be safe out there, my friend.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, sir. See you. All right. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them quick, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs with a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way. Let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Hey, Stevie, what's up, bud?
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
You having a good one so far?
So far. I'm only three days into it. That'll all change, I can promise you.
No,
gotta for the better.
Are you ready for the polar vortex to hit?
Oh yeah, all the doom and gloomers. Yeah, let's bring it. Come on with it,
man.
Let's bust some pipes and kill some fish. And
when I first started seeing all that stuff on the news,
could
about
you
two
believe
weeks ago,
that? I mean, golly,
I'm like, here we go. I better get the generator fueled up and wrap all the pipes. Now it's. Of course, I'm sitting here joking around.
Get ready for rolling blackouts and busted water lines.
Now I'm seeing lowest I'm seeing, like in Galveston's like 32 one night, I think, and that's it. And everything else is like mid 30s, low 40s. So,
newsflash, it's January.
It'll be interesting when it does to these fish. When I got off the water yesterday around noon, water temperature was 61 degrees.
Yeah.
The water was warmer than the air yesterday morning. It felt good to reach down and grab a fish because it warmed your hands up.
Cliff texted me one afternoon. He had already got in from fishing, just check on the hunt, you know, how it was going and at Blaine's. And he said the water temperature when he came in was 81 degrees down there.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Good God.
How about that for like December 28th or whatever it was? 80 degree water. Come on, man.
No, that's crazy. That's like the Friday before Christmas had Roland and Mike and Pete. We were we did pretty good on the trout that morning, and then we're trying to decide what to do. It's only like 9 o'clock in the morning, and Roland, he wanted to go try to catch flounder, and I kind of did too. I just wanted to get tired of doing the same routine every day and, you know, catch trout and then go try to find reds that aren't there, catch one, you know, in 3 hours.
Right.
I was talking to a guy yesterday, cleaning table. We don't have the slot reds in the places that we used to have them. They probably still have them, just not where I used to catch them. But anyway, so we decided to do
something different. They got old, man. They're oversized.
Well, and that's where I'm going with this. We're making this long trek across the bay, and I told the guys, I said, I guarantee you, here's what's going to happen. We're going to get all the way over there. Wind's going to pick up to about 20 and out of the northeast, and I'm going to have to come back right in the teeth of this damn thing, and we're going to get our brains beat out, and we're not going to catch any flounder. I hate to say it, but, man, I was right. But, hey, on the way there, Speaking of reds, I mean, it's already blowing. It's borderline white capping.
Right.
And we're out in the middle. I mean, we're right there by Half Moon. We're in between Half Moon and the channel. Mm-hmm. And there's a school of reds about 200 yards wide. And this is like freaking 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're all 30 to 40 inchers.
Gorillas.
But nothing even, you know, and there's a bunch of schools like that. None of them even thought about being in the slot.
Right.
And then yesterday, I took Nick Weinheimer, my future son-in-law, and I didn't have a trip, kind of scouting for today, which I don't ever do, but I went to an area I'd been to in about 3 years, and it was dead. I mean, we got there, it's pretty, it's like 10 mile an hour wind, light ripple, water was clear, no bait, you know, no mullet, no slicks, no shad, no shrimp, no birds, nothing, no tide. And I'm like, man, there's no way that there's not fish here. I know the water's a little warm, but got to be a few. And I look at my tide chart, and I look at my little Solunar deal on my phone and all this garbage. I'm like, okay, we got a minor feed around 9. Got a minor feed around 9, then tide's supposed to start dumping out. I said, let's just hang out in the area and wait, you know. And we caught a few little dinks. And, man, when the tide started moving, I started seeing a few more mullet. And then there's one little gut had quite a few mullet in it. And we slid over there, and it was pretty good fishing. It was just steady. And we caught, I don't know, right there, we caught 12 or 13. And then we started moving around looking for redfish. And we caught a couple more legal trout and probably 10 or 12 little ones. Mm-hmm. And then we saw some birds working off in a distance. And Nick did catch one red. It was like 29 and a quarter. It weighed 10 and a quarter. It was a freaking football.
Yeah.
But we couldn't find any slot reds. And we hit a bunch of stuff, worked a bunch of structure, caught a few more trout. But, man, it was amazing how when that tide changed, everything just came to life. But it only lasted, honestly, the good bite only lasted about 45 minutes. It didn't last very long, which is typical. I know all the listeners are probably like, man, these guys say the same damn thing every week. But it's true, you know.
Well, especially, I mean, you can't lie. That's against the rules.
That's against the rules. But this time of year, the windows seem to be even shorter, at least for what I'm doing and the areas I'm fishing. You know, these fish, they never feed, you know, 24/7. And it's funny when I hear people say, you know, my customers say, well, we're on the boat, maybe it might be a little slow. And they're like, man, well, they got to eat. I'm like, no, they don't. Not while we're here. They may be eating at midnight. You know, they don't have to eat. Everybody says they have to eat. They don't have to eat. We saw that yesterday morning. They didn't have to eat for the first hour and a half, and they didn't eat. So, you know, it's, and I know this word gets worn out too, but it's timing is just so critical right now. But it'll be interesting to see what this temperature drop does. I know what it should do to them. So, but I didn't really look at the wind. I'm assuming we're going to get a pretty good northwest wind with this, right? With an Arctic blast, we should lose some water, right?
Yeah, I think we will next week. Yeah, it's going to be cold for 5 or 6 days, and northerly winds. I think we finally go back to a southeast wind by next Saturday or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully you have enough water to put the boat in.
Next
I know where
Sunday,
to go.
I'm showing a southeast at 10 next Sunday with a 30% chance of rain. Now, on the end of the week, with that cold weather, we're going to pull some rain showers Thursday and Friday with a high of 48 and 46 for those 2 days. So
I got you.
North
only 2 days
20.
I have. What is it? North what?
North winds at 20.
Okay.
When it hits Sunday, it's supposed to be sustained at 25. So,
well, this real, trip I have
real
today,
winter weather next week.
Yeah, I know it finally, I guess.
Yeah.
This trip I have today, I didn't have a trip today. It was supposed to be Sunday. Dr. Tran and his kids, again, moving right to today. So,
you bumped
probably
it
up. A good move. Looking at that forecast for Sunday, I think it was the right move.
So. Wise move.
But I have Wednesday and Friday next week, so I don't know. If I get blown out, I know where I'm headed. I'm headed back south.
I wish I could. Man, it's going to be on so big time. That's some hunting weather next week, big time. But,
man,
you know, the deer movement, I mean, the deer movement was, you know, I was really surprised in the afternoons. It was as good as it was with those hot temperatures. I mean, I guess
really?
When the rut's on, it just doesn't matter. Those deer are still going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one thing that rules everything. It's
yeah.
even more than heat and then that hot weather, and it was hot. I made the mistake of sitting in a box blind one evening, and that was one of the dumbest things I've done in a long time.
Well, when you open the door, it's 120 in there. It's like an oven. You
yeah.
got to raise all the windows, and I hate doing that. I like playing peekaboo because
exactly.
Or at least, you know, have the back windows closed with your front ones open so they can't see through the blind and see any movement from you when you pull up your binoculars. And that kind of hunting, you just got to open all the lids and leave the door open, everything, cool it down.
Yeah. You kind of have to get there real early to do that because you don't want to have all that movement, you know, before you, you know, when you're prime time to hunt. But what kind of blinds does Blaine have? Does he have Atascosa blinds, those ones like we have that are insulated metal, because they get real hot?
No, he's got some it's about 50-50 wooden and fiberglass.
Yeah,
I like the plywood blinds the best,
right,
you know, with the peekaboo windows in them and everything. And
right,
you know, that glass with that Velcro, man, that stuff, it's like opening a bag of potato chips inside the blind, all the deer looking around. What is that crinkling noise?
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to slide that window up a little bit and hope the Velcro holds and it doesn't fall. But
I haven't seen the Velcro or slide.
Well, some of them slide, some lift up with Velcro on them.
Right.
And it,
I only hunted a couple of times. We worked. You know how it goes down there, man. You were talking about on your show yesterday when
a whole lot of work and a little bit of hunting.
Yeah, Dad's had that place now for, God, 23, 24 years. And we were on leases for years before he bought that place. And
right.
We always worked even on our leases. We always treated our deer leases like they're our own. I mean, Dad would bring the dozer and
sure.
do the roads, fix the windmill, all that. But, man, when you own your own place, it's different. Your priorities change. You're not on a lease. You do everything prepping up for the season. You go there to hunt during the season. When you
right.
have when you own a place, you go there with the intention of hunting, but you end up working on something for the first two or three days and fixing this and fixing that, which I don't mind. My whole deal is I just like getting away. Just getting out of Dodge for a few days.
That's me too. I just like getting.
But man, I saw some good ones. I saw some pretty good deer. I want to go back now that it's getting cooler. I just don't know if it's going to happen. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
The only way you can know is to go.
Yeah, and you're right about it.
It's not going to happen if you're not there.
Right. But I was sitting there in my ground blind that one morning, bow hunting, and I had 10 or 11 deer on top of me in this. Pretty nice young nine came in, and his hawks were just charcoal black. And
he came
in, he disrupted everything, man. And I was gonna stick a big doe, and I couldn't draw back on her. I had too many sets of eyes on me. I had two little nubbin bucks, like 4 yards from me, man. But this buck came in and just totally disrupted everything. But they're still running pretty hard.
Yep, that'll do it. All right, Hillman. Well, good luck with your trip today. Hope you put Dr. Chan on a million of them.
No, yeah, we'll do all right. I'm about a million pencils, but we'll see what happens.
Millions of them. They're everywhere, folks.
Everywhere.
All right,
that's
brother.
Right.
We'll throw out a number. Somebody wants to call you about doing some winter fishing in G-Town or Matagorda.
All right, man. 409-256-7937.
All right, Stevie. Hey, you have a good day. Be safe out there. Catch them up, man. Talk to you next week.
All right, man. Thanks, Mickey.
Later, all right. Gator. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early. Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.